Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Scott Milan, CEO, president, and chair of Dice Holding Incorporated. The company trades on the New York Stock Exchange, ticker symbol DHX. Dice Holding is a provider of specialized career websites for professional communities. Thanks for joining us today, Scott.
Thank you, Juan. It's good to be here.
Great. Start off by talking to us about the recent acquisition of allhealthcarejobs.com.
Sure. We announced yesterday and we closed the deal on Wednesday of this week, the acquisition of allhealthcarejobs.com. It's an important move for our company because it gives us an entry into the healthcare recruiting space, which is actually one of the largest recruiting verticals in the U.S. It's a small website. It's less than 2 years old, less than $1 million of revenue today. But what's terrific about it is that it is a broad-based service which covers most of the specialty areas in healthcare, from physicians to nurses to allied healthcare to the executives and support staff. So it's very broad-based and has grown very quickly in a very short period of time, and has two wonderful founders that will be continuing with the company.
Great. And talk to us about some of the trends right now in the online industry and, as far as career industry, and how is the company positioned to capitalize on them?
Sure. Well, given the downturn in the economy, today is a difficult recruiting environment. So it's a slower job market, a slower recruiting environment, and, our company is being impacted like all the players that are out there today. We recently did a survey which showed that even though people generally feel better about the environment out there, that has yet to translate into additional hiring, additional recruiting activity. So, we think we're in the middle of this cycle, this downturn right now, and don't expect things to really get better for the rest of the year. But long term, we think this is just a fantastic place to be because companies and recruiters in general are moving their recruiting to the web in a huge way, and today it's a multi-billion-dollar market.
Certainly. And so what differentiates Dice Holding from other players in your sector?
Well, what really makes us different from the Monsters and the Career Builders, the large generalist players, is that we take a vertical approach, which means that each of our career sites is tailored to the specific needs of the communities that use them. And in our business, we have three flagship services: Dice.com, which is the leader in the tech and engineering space; eFinancial Careers, which is a global a network of sites serving people in the financial services space; and now All Healthcare Jobs, which is in the healthcare space. So instead of trying to serve all people and all different job types, we focus these professional areas, and it leads to a much better recruiting experience for both the recruiters as well as the professionals that use them, because we can deliver for the recruiters qualified candidates that they really can't find elsewhere in the marketplace.
Great. And so talk to us a little bit about the company's growth plan. Are you looking to grow organically, look for some M&A activities, or is it a combination of both?
It's really a combination of both, and there's really kind of three tenets to it. First is that we're still a very young company. We have yet to fully penetrate the markets that we participate in today. Today we have over 6,000 customers using our Dice engineering service, which is our largest recruiting service for technology and engineering professionals. Our competitors have tens of thousands of customers. So we have lots of and plenty of growth opportunity in our current verticals and current products. And when the environment picks up, we fully expect to pick up a nice growth, and the customer base is there. In addition to that, we plan to continue to grow the company outside of the U.S. Today, about 24 to 25% of our revenues are outside the U.S. The markets outside the U.S. in Europe and Asia are a little bit less developed, so they're very attractive and have been historically growing very, very quickly. And so we would look to expand in Europe and Asia, and then also look to grow through acquisition by entering new verticals, new areas of recruiting, like we did with the All Healthcare Jobs acquisition back on Wednesday.
Sure, and so as far as the way that the company works within the industry, are these alliances and partnerships also an important part of the business model?
Well, we do have some alliances and marketing partnerships in our e-financial careers business. What we've done is we've partnered with many of the large financial services publishers. And so we run across in Europe and in other places, we run the job boards and career information for some of these publishers. But beyond that, beyond those marketing partnerships, overall alliances are not a big part of our business.
Okay, and can you walk us through your background and experience, Scott, as well as that of the key management team at Dice?
Sure. I began my career in consulting with McKinsey & Company a number of years ago, and worked on industrial as well as consumer studies. Then moved into the technology space by joining Ameritech and helped them develop their internet access and cable television businesses. Went on to run a number of websites for a firm called Sendent. Actually was Match.com in its early days, as well as some other classified and travel and shopping sites. And then came to what was at the time EarthWeb, but then became Dice as we renamed the company back in 2001. And it's been a terrific growth story since.
Thank you. And in terms of what specific milestones has the management team set for the company over the next year?
What we're really looking to do, if you look at our, you know, our guidance is available online. What we're really looking to do is to maintain the customer relationships this year and maintain the profitability of our business, even in the challenging times that we're in. Revenue will be down year over year, but our profitability has been terrific because we've been able to manage the cost structure of the business. You know, our EBITDA margins are, in this first quarter, were 47%, so we definitely lead the industry in terms of profitability, and we'll look to continue to be in the 40s as we move the business forward. So really the goal for this year is really to maintain, get close to our customers, grow our communities, which continue to grow, and the usage of them, of each of our websites continues to grow, and then maintain the profitability of the business.
And you started talking about some of the challenges. What are your specific strategies for overcoming some of the obstacles?
I think that, you know, a big part of what we're doing is really investing in the communities themselves, so that you know, now is a difficult time in terms of recruiting, but it's a fantastic time in terms of building the communities. In other words, helping these professionals that are either in transition or find themselves more anxious about their employment or career opportunities. And so if we do a great job for these people at this time, we will hold on to them and have their loyalty through the rest of the growth of the company. And so that'll be a terrific asset for the company going forward. So we're really focused on building the communities and then expanding our service line like we did with the acquisition of All Healthcare Jobs, so that we can come out of this with much more market opportunity and with a stronger competitive position.
Great. And you recently presented at the William Blair Growth Stock Conference. What were some of the highlights of what you shared with investors there, and do you and your message, and do you think that investors understand the direction of the company?
I think in general, investors do get it. Really, what we said at the Blair conference was that, look, this is this is obviously a difficult time for the economy and a challenging time for any business that's in the recruiting or staffing area. We've been affected. We're doing better than our competitors. We're taking share in the market, which is fantastic. What we're really looking to do, and we're really trying to focus people on, is that we think we're very well positioned going forward. We're in very, in the professional verticals, in healthcare, in tech, in financial services, which are terrific recruiting verticals to be in, with lots of money spent on those verticals. And we really have a very large market to go after. So as the economy improves, as the recruiting environment improves, we are really in a great position to take advantage of that.
Great. And once again, joining us today is Scott Moland, CEO, President, and Chair of Dice Holding Incorporated. Company, once again, trades on New York Stock Exchange. The ticker symbol is DHX, currently trading at $4.85 a share. And so before we conclude, Scott, what are some of the key reasons why the company represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Well, I think that what investors should keep in mind is that the online recruiting market is a multi-billion-dollar global market today. It is one that will grow as more and more firms switch their recruiting activities online. And if they're interested in participating in that growth, we offer the investor an opportunity to be in that market, enjoy that long-term growth with a company that has a very strong professional focus and a track record of very high margins and profitability.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
Great. It's good to be here, Juan.